Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
At Kinkley.com, they talked to experts and asked the sex experts what the sex experts thought the biggest sex and sexual wellness trends of 2020 will be.
I told you, just butt stuff.
Next story.
Not an expert, I'm guessing. No. But I guess we could ask others if Nick is an expert.
Yep.
Yeah, she would say no.
What is wax off?
That, he's an expert. Some of the answers of the biggest sex and sexual wellness trends of 2020 from the experts, according to Kinkley.com. Susanna Weiss, a sex writer and certified sex educator, says that she thinks that audio porn will be a major sex trend in 2020.
I love that group.
Audio porn was big before you could get porn on your phone. I mean, I remember having a buddy's mine had a cassette tape of some audio porn. It was just a girl going off, you know, with a guy, and it's like, and at the time, it was like, this is really hot listening to this, but it's like, it's not porn.
Well, some of these are stories.
All the stories.
Is what she's talking about. Erotica.
This is a chick moaning.
Who's, oh, no, this is more than that.
Right?
Who's your band? Audio porn push.
It's Chris Cornell and the guys from Rage.
Right. Yeah, Tom Morello.
Tom Morello and all, yeah.
Other members of Rage Against the Machine.
A couple of apps they mention here.
Guys.
Bringing sexy stories to people's phones. They say that these stories are in part a reaction against male-centered mainstream porn, giving people a way to engage with their sexuality that's less influenced by the male-centered mainstream porn. That's one of the sex trends.
I got it. It's just more romantic, storytelling,
yeah,
right?
Because it's, has to do with some imagination.
Right.
You have to visualize yourself.
Plus, it isn't just some guy getting serviced, you know?
Well, that should be on a website. I can't download an erotic story app for my phone, and it shows up through the Apple plan. The whole family sees that dad's got this erotic story app.
That's... Exactly.
But if Craig was reading that, I would subscribe to that. Have you signed up? Have you sent an audition tape?
I have not.
You should.
I don't think that's correct. I don't think so.
You can audition for us off the air.
Craig, there's a microphone and a paycheck.
Who knows if there's actually
when
a
do
paycheck
you say no?
Or just some dude.
Yeah.
That,
I'll get you later.
Yeah, find this guy. Listen to this guy read the sexy stories there, ladies.
That's the voice they might want to use, too.
This guy's got to go thrusting, still thrusting.
How many emails and Facebook messages and Twitter notes do we get that say Craig has the sexiest voice alive? And some
tons.
Of them are from chicks.
Some are from chicks.
All the time.
Fortunately, I don't see any of those. Mm-hmm. Another one of the sex and wellness trends.
Here's something Craig would say to turn people on.
Right in the throat of 2020, according to the staff at Kinkley. And that's more swinging, less taboo. Shared online swing communities should be making an appearance this year.
I'm a bad, bad girl, and so are my girlfriends.
There you go.
With more technology and widespread use of the virtual reality, users can plug themselves into a fully immersive swing community to date and to have sex.
Lick this.
Can we have some Gilbert Gottfried audio porn?
I'll get into it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get into it.
This is as couples keep exploring alternatives to the monogamous construct, they say. Destigmatizing open relationships with virtual reality.
Oh, good sperm's all right.
Will allow more people to talk about this option more transparently to consider if it's the right fit for them or not.
Yeah. We hear more and more about that. We discuss it from time to time, but long term, it still doesn't seem to work out.
Oh, the swinging?
Yeah. Well, the open relationship concept.
Therapeutic sex toys.
Nick mentioned earlier his wife's boyfriend. On the ring camera.
Expected to see him any day now. Right.
Wipe your toast on me.
There you go.
That's hot.
That's the voice right there, Craig.
You could have a whole breakfast series of erotic stories.
Wipe your bagel on me.
The breakfast edition?
Yeah.
In the mouth. No. Craig's erotica, the breakfast edition.
Is that something you'd go for if she proposed that? We should have an open relationship?
No. I don't think so.
No, the guys I know are too jealous for that, including myself. It would not work.
Yeah, but that would mean you would get some side action.
Doesn't matter.
Too.
It doesn't matter. Whatever side action I would get would be I would just be enormously bummed because my wife was having sex with somebody else. That's what it is. I could not get over the jealousy. No way.
Might it just be a longer list of people I'm disappointed?
I could be one of those kind of guys that agree if the wife was in this women on the side, I'd have no problem with that. Because that way you get some action too. But the guy thing, there's a cuckold crowd. I get it. I knew a couple guys were into that crap. But, I just could never do that.
But the cuckold crowd is different than open relationship crowd.
They're just watching some guy. I know.
Yeah, but isn't the cuckold thing? I don't really get the whole concept graphs there. Isn't that a lot of that based in humiliation?
No, yes, I don't think so.
I think so.
Or is it more voyeur?
I think it can be both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's some things coming together there.
I think that's a person-to-person determination.
Some of these, you go out and you do your thing, I just don't want to hear about it. If that was an arrangement. No, I want to hear all about it.
I usually have a little pecker. But not today.
I don't know if I would necessarily want to witness, but I want to hear all about it.
Well, that's on you. I'm not into that at all. Yeah.
That's more voyeur than cuckold, okay. I think.
That is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Another sex and sexual wellness trend that is expected. Therapeutic sex toys. Millennials, they say, and previous generations are starting to open up and appreciate the therapeutic role of sex toys. 5'9", apparently well endowed.
There you go.
One company has toys designed to help women recover from breast augmentation or cancer surgery, according to Tammy Rose, owner of Romantic Adventures.
Picture what a therapeutic sex toy would be.
Nor I.
Something that makes you feel good.
Specifically that.
Yeah.
I want to get that specific.
Yes. Nor I. But they do exist, and if people need them, they can look into this.
Mm-hmm.
She loved the dildo more than me.
I don't even think we need Craig for... Actually, I could put all these things together, which I won't.
You could.
I mean, all these together, it might get us in trouble. But piecemeal, Craig is just saying all the sexual things right now.
You can put them together, create a story.
Yeah, I think we could probably do that, yeah.
They also say that one of the top sex trends for 2020 will be female dominance. They say that they are constantly receiving emails from females. Wiener, wiener, wiener.
You made a rhyme there. Emails from females.
Not only saying that they're speaking up for the type of touch they want, but many of them are also taking the reins in the bedroom, hence the female dominance in the sex toy world. The pegging market continues to climb.
We haven't talked about pegging in a long time.
No, we haven't.
That market continues to climb, apparently. And they are also hearing more from lifestyle femdoms. Oops, I did my daddy's best friend. They say that they are also seeing more and more women getting into the professional field of pro-dom work.
Every time. Who's our pegging expert? What's her name again?
That was Mrs. Dick the Dominator.
Mrs. Dick. She hasn't called in a while.
They say that everybody's got a smartphone or a laptop these days.
Yeah, some guy would say, hey, hook me up. Yeah.
Self-employed cam work is an easy career for people to experiment with. Many women say they love this work. It allows them a safe outlet to make money while feeling their strength and power. What about these nuts?
Yeah, we didn't really know that that was a thing until a few years ago. And there were a lot of guys who seemed into it.
A ton of guys.
We got a lot of correspondence
on that.
Man.
And reconnecting with your body, they say this year people are really going to get into touching themselves.
Well, that's never stopped.
Well, that's just for us, though. This isn't just for everyone.
Yeah. That is a tale.
People have always explored and enjoyed masturbation and self-pleasure, but they think this is the year that people really get into different, exciting, new ways to touch themselves and then talk about it.
But I got you pegged.
So that's just some of the top sex trends that we can expect, apparently, this year, 2020.
Yeah, they're so much different than every other year.
Yeah. Well, they are.
Oh, hang on. Our buddy Dick the Dominator is checking in.
Hey, Dick.
Hey. How you been?
Well, I thought I'd touch on the professional dominatrix.
Yeah, you know one.
Yeah.
In this state here, there are certain legalities. So you can't have any sort of penetration with anyone because then it is considered prostitution.
Is that any orifice?
Yes.
Okay.
If you want to do something off the clock or off the books, that's between two consenting adults. But if you're paying for something during a session, you can't have intercourse.
So do you have to say, okay, session ends now, and then out loud and have sex after that, and it's legal then?
Yeah, sometimes from what people will do, they'll tip extra heavy, they'll talk to the dominatrix beforehand, and then it will just naturally migrate into that, so it gives them sort of a quasi-legal break, even though it isn't.
Well, will the doms stop beating you and then have regular sex with you, or will the sex always be, I'm going to step on your balls?
Most of the time, they will not have conventional sex with you.
Okay.
That takes away from their power role.
I realize that.
You would go to a regular escort.
I realize that.
Something like that.
What if the dom turns you on, but you like being beat once in a while, but you'd rather have regular sex after that?
Well, then you go to somebody else.
That beats you.
You go to regular sex. Okay.
You seem to have a lot of questions about this.
All of us think of doms is that video of that high heel on the sack. That's all I think about. I think of doms.
The escort thing, the way they dance around it legally is you're paying for their company, and anything that happens between two consenting adults after that is whatever.
Right.
Much the same as Dick just described that.
Right. Well, it's just like going to a head shop and trying to buy a bong. You can't say the word bong. You have to use some other fancy term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Water pipe.
Can you give me a water pipe for a tobacco product, please?
Yeah.
Right. Or potpourri.
Yeah.
Grab my water pipe. That's what we have to say to a hooker, right?
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Right, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Dick always checks in. He knows a lot.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.